Hi there. The word for you today is on overcoming perfectionism. In Philippians 3 verse 12, Paul writes, I'm not saying that I have it made. How about that? You know, if you let it, perfectionism will rob you of peace, plus the joy of whatever you've accomplished so far. The sportswear manufacturer Fila took out a full-page ad in a newspaper to honor its NBA All-Star spokesman Grant Hill, and at the same time, take a swipe at the pressure young people feel today to be perfect. The ad pictures Hill surrounded by this copy. This year, Grant Hill led his team in scoring, rebounding, assists, and steals, led his team back into the playoffs, led the league in all-star balloting, earned a place on the Olympic team, didn't punch an official, didn't demand a contract extension, was never tardy, was always cordial, didn't dump his high school friends, listened to his mother, remembered the doorman at Christmas, made his bed daily, promised to take shorter showers in an effort to conserve water, got plenty of sleep, didn't hurt a fly, organized his thoughts, chose paper over plastic, always appeared fully clothed in interviews, improved his vocabulary, counted his blessings, said nice things about his teammates, fed coins into other people's parking meters, kept his thermostat at 68, practiced what he preached, actually paid attention to the stewardesses, emergency flight instructions, donated a kidney, and vowed to do better next year. How about that? Now let's get serious. There will always be areas of your life, always, that need improvement. In other words, you will never arrive. But does that mean you can't stop and savor the moment? Or celebrate the miles already covered and say to yourself, I'm not all that I should be, but I'm better than I used to be, so I'm okay and I'm on my way.